Support for KPLU comes from Carter Subaru, sponsor of KPLU's studio sessions and a steward of the environment by being on the road to carbon neutral. Carter Subaru has planted over 100,000 trees in the Mountains to Sound Greenway. Carter Subaru in Ballard Shoreline and cartersubaru.com. Planting a forest one test drive at a time.
We're really glad to have Trio Subtonic in our studios this afternoon. This Portland threesome was formed, almost a decade ago by pianist Galen Clark, soon bringing in bass player Bill Athens, and now featuring Russ Clymer on drums. They're live in the KPLU studios today. Please welcome Trio Subtonic.
Thank you.
Clark at the piano, Bill Athens bass, and Russ Clymer on drums. It's Trio Subtonic, and I want to get to know the band. Let's start with the founder of Trio Subtonic, Galen Clark, here on piano and Fender Rhodes. Tell me about forming the band. I know Bill came on pretty quickly after you formed the group. Were you guys coming from similar music backgrounds? Was it?
Yeah, Bill and I met almost 10 years ago, probably now. And we come from pretty similar music backgrounds, I think. A lot of my influence, I was really into Brazilian music then, and a lot of funk and R&B, and then Bill brings in a whole bunch of different influences, a lot of straight-ahead jazz, and I think it was a good match.
Do you think that over the almost 10 years that you've been together, your sound is solidifying or evolving or changing? How do you think you guys have come along the last 10 years?
Yeah, well, the music has definitely evolved a lot. And our last album was a lot more acoustic and a bit more introspective, I think. Just playing with having the same group together for a long time creates you get really tight and it creates chemistry that's really fun. I'd say the writing, Bill and I both do a lot of the writing, and we probably contribute equally to the music that they're producing. Yeah.
Now, the most recent album, a little more than a year ago, Night Runners, mostly written by Galen Clark. Bill, what did you think when Galen says, yeah, I got an album for us, here's all the music?
Yeah, well, we did it really fast. For one thing, we got an opportunity to record down in Oakland, and we didn't really have any new material, but Galen was actually thinking about doing an outside project, and all this material that he'd written, and so he brought it in and quick, because we had this opportunity to record in a great studio, and so that was sort of the impetus to kind of do a more acoustic record, and it was cool.
I spent a hiatus, I got to sort of do a sabbatical in Budapest for a couple of months, and I wrote most of the material for that album there, and then brought it back and we recorded it.
Now, for a long time, you guys were working with Jesse Brooks, wonderful drummer, yeah. And tell us about adding Russ, who I guess has been working with you guys for a little over a year now. Certainly sounds like he's integrated into the band.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to play with Russ, so he's hard to pin down. But it's been really great playing with Russ, and we hope to do it a lot more.
Trio Subtonic live in the studios here at KPLU. So let's hear another tune from the band, Trio Subtonic, live on KPLU. Thank you. Trio Subtonic live in the studios. Galen Clark at the piano, Bill Athens bass, and Russ Clymer at the drums. Galen, we were talking about the move a little bit to acoustic, more playing more acoustic piano. That last song was a great little bit of both Fender Rhodes and acoustic piano. And I wonder what do you think that you're headed more towards acoustic, or is that was just one album kind
of
deal?
We're always trying new stuff out, and actually. I think I got some of that out of my system. And now, we've been working on a lot of very electric material. In fact, I think our next record will be very unacoustic.
Interesting. I wonder if you guys are influenced by modern music at all. We have a lot of folks come in that aren't, that are pretty strictly, you know, I'm going to play my music and I don't care what the guy down the street's playing. But you guys strike me as people that are listening to what's happening in the music world.
Yeah, we're listening, and of course, and I'm always, you know, getting ideas from other people, and just sort of the community in Portland is amazing too. There's just a lot of our friends are making really great music. So, but yeah, we like to also do our own thing. So I think we're trying to do our own thing as much as possible.
I love what you said about your friends in Portland. I think Portland is a great city for artists. We've had, sadly for I think a lot of Seattle music fans, a lot of our musicians moved down to Portland. It's like, where are you going? But it is a great city for musicians especially. It doesn't seem like there's much concern about genres. It's just about making good music. What do you think about the jazz scene in particular in Portland? How is that...
Well, yeah, I agree with you. It's about making good music rather than putting a genre to it. So that's sort of how I see our music. And yeah, I mean, there's some amazing musicians, jazz musicians and all sorts of types of musicians. There's always so many subgenres of music there. I'm always surprised to like discover a whole new group of people.
And does that reflect on the jazz scene as far as a band like you guys playing more rock clubs? Is that kind of the way it works? What's the venue thing?
That's, I think, partly a personal or a band choice that we like to play more rock clubs than jazz clubs. But, I mean,
we play jazz clubs
too. Yeah. And there seems to be right now, you know, maybe less jazz clubs in Portland than there used to be. So that's another thing. But there's plenty of rock clubs.
There are. Yeah. And there is a good festival coming up. The Portland Jazz Festival is right around the corner, about a month and a half away. Trio Subtonic will be playing a show actually in Salem on the 26th. And then a really cool show. You guys are going to be playing with Cyril Aimé, the wonderful French singer, and guitarist Dan Balmer in a show on the 28th. Have you guys played with a singer before?
Well, we're actually not playing with her. We're opening for
You're
her.
You're opening for
yeah.
her.
Yeah, she has her own band.
She does, okay. Mm-hmm.
Dan is playing with us, though.
Yeah, but Balmer's playing.
Excellent,
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, it's our thing with Dan Balmer, which we've been doing for probably about a year. It's really fun playing with him. And then her band and she will be playing a set after us.
Yeah. Fantastic. That is a show I highly recommend to get down and check her out. She's a fantastic singer, and you guys, good opening slot, too. I want to talk about the recordings of the band. We mentioned Night Runners almost a year and a half ago now. That one came out, and you're talking about going a little bit more electronic with the new record. Do you have any... immediate plans to start recording?
Yeah, I think we're looking at, we're recording in April, and hopefully we'll have something soon after that, although it usually takes longer than you want.
All right, something to look forward to, but we will have to be patient for more from Trio Subtonic, but not for a song live in the studios. Let's hear one more right now from Trio Subtonic.
Okay, this is Garage and Grace by Bill Athens.